The Chatham Park Check-In is an exclusive series sponsored by the Preston Development Company on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, and chapelboro.com.
Here is Vanessa Jenkins, Executive Vice President of Preston Development, in a conversation with landscape architects Chuck Smith and Kurt Pfeiffer, who are behind the planning and construction of the new YMCA at Chatham Park.
So in the future, Kurt, when somebody gets to this new facility, tell us how big it is. Tell us a little bit about what's the access to it. What's the parking? Is there going to be any kind of coordinated transportation for the citizens of Chatham or Pittsburgh to get to this facility?
So the building square footage is right now a little over 35,000 square feet in total. That includes a gymnasium, a studio space inside, a childcare area, locker rooms for the outdoor aquatics facility. It's actually a two-level building. The top level is actually the first floor and then a two-story building on the back. The aquatics is located there with the locker room. You come out of the locker rooms and there's one pool that has eight swimming lanes in it, and that's the pool that we talked about will eventually incorporate that Dynadome structure to it so it can be a year-round facility to use. The other pool is more, I would say, more like a resort-type pool with a zero entry and a water slide. That's all based on the west side of the site. The parking lot, there are actually two access points to get onto the site, one on the east side of the building, one on the west side of the building, and the parking loops around the backside. Exit your car, you don't have to really cross any kind of traffic to get to the building. There are about 260 parking spaces on site, but again, the street that we are located on, the Village Center, also has some on-street parking as well. So not only is there adequate parking based on codes on site, we have some on-street parking, and then we're in close proximity to up to 200 homes, probably within a 5-minute walk of this site as well. So the site would be very accessible both with vehicular and pedestrian means.
And keeping in line with our sustainability message, we'll have electric vehicle parking spaces with charging stations that, again, fit into the overall message of Chatham Park. This also is part of the community that will be doing that. And it's always interesting when you're trying to understand parking requirements for the Y. What is the Y? I mean, the Y is a mixed-use building. And is it a club? Well, no. Is it a after-school daycare program? Well, no. Is it a gymnasium community center? Well, yes and no. It's all these things
all
and it's
those.
None of these things. So when you're trying to establish parking requirements, everyone has a hard time figuring out exactly the average daily usage that we have, and we try to base those numbers on that. In this case, unlike many of the YMCAs, we do have the ability to go out and park on the streets. It's not just a site with parking on the site. So there's a lot more opportunity with mixed use because of mix of uses in the Village Center that we've created more parking that will serve the center.
One of the case studies for this actual building is the Pool YMCA in Garner, that one that I personally got to work on from master planning stage all the way through construction. We had a couple lessons learned there that we incorporated into the design features of this new site in Chatham Park, but there's also some success stories as well that we built upon here. The parking situation is one of those. The way the building transitions the two levels and different access. We have one main access point, but a lot of different egress points for the multiple programming opportunities inside the building with childcare and day camps. There's multiple places where you can exit the building to get to the exterior for those outside events.
And you touched on this, but site's 3 or 4 acres, maybe something like that. Many times when the Y is in a different location in the community, you've got to provide outdoor field space and things like that that we've got a little bit of on site. But in this case, it's adjacent to a 30-acre town park, and there's four soccer fields and other large outdoor amenities that are able to be used by the Y just because it's absolutely next door, very easy walking distance. We'll be running day camps and different things, I'm sure, off of that space just because of its proximity and what it allows you to do. The Y in Pittsburgh that exists right now, what, it's 6,000 square feet or something like that. So we're about six times as large, but it's also got outdoor space that that facility does not have. And you're able then to have a lot more flexibility in the programs that you offer with the additional spaces in beyond what's just on site itself.
I think the only thing that we have not answered for everybody is, when do we think this facility is going to be open to the public?
As of today, there is some initial site work going on the site, but we really can't get into a lot of the physical installation as far as utilities and building structures until we get those main utility services to the site. That's what's ongoing right now. We expect to have that type of access to the site, maybe with a groundbreaking here in early to middle of the fall. And we are still tracking for that, I guess, what we would call a temporary certificate of occupancy, probably around the holiday season of 2024, with the full opening in January of 2025.
This has been the Chatham Park Check-In, also available in the Town Square section of chapelboro.com and at chathampark.com.